Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome to today's Blog Talk Radio broadcast. Today's topic is if you can survive the process, progress is guaranteed. Given by your host, Phillip Singer Ajitape. I am the presenter, Cassandra Jones. If you're calling in, please put your phones on mute. Please enjoy the broadcast, and may God bless his ministry.
Thank you. And I welcome all our listeners into this segment cast, Internet Blog Talk Radio title, If You Can Survive the Process, Progress is Guaranteed. If you can survive the process, progress is guaranteed. Let us pray. Father Lord, I thank you for this opportunity once again, given to me and to our audience, wherever they be in the globe, to participate in listening and for your blessing of giving every one of us understanding about this knowledge and for the wisdom that you will give to us to apply the simple word into our life, to our benefit, for our victory and to your glory. I thank you, O Lord, in a time like this, because you are God, and you speak the end from the beginning, for giving us the grace to be able to tune in now or later, and for your word upon which you have given us to hope, because that word is our comfort. Lord, I use this opportunity to intercede for the globe, especially in the time of this plague. I pray, O Lord, for your mercy that triumph over judgment, to have mercy on us, your creature, and this habitat, the heart that you have created us and given to us, even as you have said in your word that you have made us lower than the angel, but to rule your creation, not by our own power, even in our rebelliousness, because your love even is forever, that you have mercy and you will heal our land. I pray for as many that have been victim of this pandemic plague, that we comfort them, and as many are the frontline essential workers, you watch over them, bless them. Even I intercede for as many that are confused. Lord, remember your word, and you have mercy, and you take away plague from us. Thank you, O Lord, because you answered the prayer. Thank you, O Lord, for healing our land. Thank you, O Lord, for opening our understanding, the heart of understanding, to know that it's only you that have solution, because you are our solution. Thank you. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. As our presenter has said, today's topic, if you can survive the process, progress is guaranteed. I want to take my text from the scripture, from the book of Job, Job 23, verse 10. I read in New King James Version. Job 23, verse 10. And Job said, or he read us, but he knows the way that I take. When he has tested me, I shall come forth as gold. Jim in 1900 said this, he who wants to persuade should put his trust not in the right argument, but in the right word. The power of sound has always been greater than the power of sense. Let me repeat. He who wants to persuade should put to, he who wants to persuade should put his trust not in the right argument, but in the right word. Because the power of sound has always been greater than the power of sense. As we all can agree with me, everything about life to its conclusion or to its outcome always in progress. To have a baby, there is a progress, process to follow. To become a doctor, a lawyer, whatever, a teacher, a nurse, there is a process to follow. Life is about process. And as we know, this kind of process that we are talking about is not necessarily mean motion. Of course, we can say motion is just moving, but in articulate it, really, motion is not a progress. Process include activities. But to put it in the context of life process, activities is not an achievement. You will ask, what are you talking about? To survive, three things have to happen in the life of man. You have to embark on a journey of determination. And this determination must come from a decision. I want us to follow me very intimately, closely. Life, everything about life, is a process. And to make a progress, you have to go through process. And before you can say, I want to process this or to make a progress, there must be a decision. Where problem comes is determination. Because, like I said, not all the process leading to progress sitting, for instance, the barber's chair in the saloon make motions, there's no progress. Because the motion of barber maybe could be in circle, but there is no distance movement involved. In the book of Job that I read, when Job and his friend, the so-called comforter, heard about what befalling him, I'm not going too much in about it, or not, I'm not trying to say whether the good comforter or maybe something, but what he said that I want to use to back up today's topic, he said, he knows the way that I take. Job's life is a process. And when we're talking about process that make progress, it does not necessarily mean that could be smooth or it has to combine both smooth journey and painful one. Job said, after he has tested me, he will come forth as a gold. Come forth pure as gold. In a natural form, it's an ore that is half minerals. Gold is being mined, extracted from its natural form. We have gold ore. Just like I said, to make a progress in life, in the natural life, there are some processes we have to take. And this process that we are talking about necessarily means it's going to be rosy. Just like when you take gold, it's a mineral. For gold to become pure, there is a process that it has to go through. Don't let us forget the ultimate destination is to get pure gold. But pure gold cannot just be taken as it was when it was taken from the heart. Mine from the heart. The time might not permit me. I will have used some examples in the scripture, but I want us to just use this application of this example to be able to apply it into our life so that we don't have to give up if you want to make progress. When you make a decision, not always right decision. And the one thing about life, to make a progress about the process that we made. You don't want always dwell on your opinion. And you have to embrace the haters to get the blessings. But decision that you or me make, we have to determine. Just like our goal for gold is to get pure gold. There are some stages of processing. Right from the deposit, from the mine, taking stage by stage, to know it's not being rosy. God has to go through stages of processing. And our lives too, to make progress, we have to go through different kind of processing. The purpose of this broadcast is us as God-fearers that we know that He knows the thoughts that He thinks towards us. But we have to make a resolute determination. And don't always necessarily control by our opinions. We have to, because we are human beings. That opinion does not necessarily define our destiny. We might fall, but we don't want to necessarily to stand where we're falling. We have to get back up again. Just like we know, when gold was taken from gold mine, taken to laboratory for processing, because we want as much as possible to separate the pure gold from its impurities. When I want to become a doctor, there's a process that I have to take in. I have to go through. Going to school, do all the homework, sit for examination, pass the examination. Even when you become what the doctor, you still have to go through some processes. Certified by the board, I'm just using that as for illustration. Abide by the rules and regulations. You can see in all these processes, my opinion does not determine. Decision determines what the progress I want to make. Life is not always about money. But you need money to survive, but life is about meaning. And unless a man undertakes more than possibly can do, he will never do all that he can. Look, to make a progress, we have to undertakes more than possibly can do. or else we will not make progress. In processing, in the journey of processing to become pure gold, gold and impurity has to go through furnace. Remember, both gold and the impurity are subjected to the same intensity, fire. Processing continues. The battle becomes the battle of defeatists. We realize in the processing, the impurity were dropping off away as the gold is making progress in all the stages of the processing. Life might not be rosy because it's not about rosy all the time. But we have to make a decision and determine prayerfully for the faith to survive the processing, our process to make progress in our life journey. Job play his own integrity. At the end, which God even does accept it. To make progress, or for our progress to be guaranteed, we must be able to survive the process. And like I said, the process to be able to get to the destiny not always being roses. Even reason and our feeling does not always give us progress. But we need a determined resolute. Pray to God, trusting Him to help us and to give us a perfect, unyielding faith to be able to survive our process so that our progress can guarantee it. Conclusion. I want us to examine our lives. Are you trying to give up in your journey of processing? Faith has no rivers. You have to put your trust in God and forsake your past. But let your past be a part of some aspect of your land from it. But don't sit on it. If gold to become pure has to go through stages of processes and fire, and gold survive it, then we embrace it. I guarantee you, me and you too can survive our processing. Life is about meaning. It is what be put into it.
But
we should acknowledge him in all our way. What, who's whom I'm talking about? The Creator. I'm believing that he knows all the ways we are taking. Even if we don't know or understand it. Just like gold that we admire at last, you may not necessarily know why it's being subjected into hellish fire. But at the end, it was pure. We become things that we cherished. Listen, let this world be in us, that if you can survive the process, the progress is guaranteed. I pray to God to give us the faith, to increase our faith, and to help our unbelief to be able to survive the process so that the progress for our life will be guaranteed. Thank you for listening, and may the Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to today's Blog Talk Radio broadcast. You'll be notified of any upcoming broadcasts by social media. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.